Hello and welcome to the From the Hip podcast with Albert Hathazi, and I am him. I want to say before I start the episode, I want you to know that I do not think there's going to be anything funny about this episode. In fact, the subject matter, depending on how you look at it, is going to be pretty darn depressing. This, for me, I think is the beginning of the therapy, part of my therapy. I'm hoping that I'm wrong, but I think things are just going to get worse. I found out yesterday about a friend of mine, a very close friend of a group that we are in, someone who I've known for close to 20 years, not a childhood friend, but more of someone that I was involved in at first in my career as a financial planner, and then became close friends with, and even when I left that, close friends with the whole family and then a group of us. I just found out that he has a very aggressive type of cancer, that it's not curable, and he's starting his first chemo tomorrow, chemo treatment. Why would I even be talking about it? Well, because it has shaken me to the core. It is probably going to be, although again, I'm hoping I'm way off here, the closest person in my life that has happened to. I have both my parents alive. I've had a really different situation in regards to my extended family, whereas we live in Canada, and most of them, other than my immediate family, my mom and my sister and parent and dad, we're the only ones here in Canada. Everyone else is in Hungary. So I have lost quite a few relatives, but I truly didn't know those people on a deep, deep level, because we had only spent time together on vacations, you know, for 3 to 6 weeks every 2 years or 3 years. So this is really the closest person that has been affected like this, and slightly older than me, just going to be turning 51 this year. And all of us are shaken to the core. This is brand new. I really hesitate to think long term, to say what I'm feeling, because I always have this weird thing. Once I feel that something isn't necessarily true unless I speak those words. But I'm looking at the very saddening, depressing, the bone-shaking reality that this friend of mine is going to be gone. He's going to be gone from our group at a very young age. And just, you know, the moment I heard the news, I was doing something, and that instant that I heard the news, it felt that what I was doing mattered, didn't matter anymore, that nothing mattered anymore, and that all my excuses and all my complaints of trying to do things and trying to be somebody don't matter compared to this person's problems. You know, to think what's going through their mind after hearing the news that you have an incurable type of cancer. And this person has already lost a lot of weight. I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. It's like a movie. Pardon me, there's a very loud truck going by. So a couple hours ago, I got a message that we're getting together at his place, our group of friends. He says it's short notice, and I just finished playing soccer, which I almost feel guilty about, that I enjoyed myself while they're going through that. Pardon my throat, I think something's happening there. So I rushed out there, and I didn't know what the scene was going to be like. People are going to be I didn't even know how many people were going to be there. I didn't know what to say. I thought about texting him. I thought about, you know, when I first found out, first they thought he had just blood clots. So I texted him right away. I said, you know, get well soon. I don't think they knew at that time. Just the symptoms were there. So I was going out to his place. It's a good 15-minute drive. I was thinking about doing a recording here. Just to share my feelings, my uncertainty of what I was walking into, and my honest uncertainty of what to say, how to approach him. You know, to me, it's like I would think that, go away, truck. That's not what I would think. I would think that I'd say, stay strong, fight, 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 fight. I don't even know if that's possible. I don't even know if it's realistic to say that. Where do you draw the line and make the transition to acceptance, and then dealing with the next month, 2 months? God, so real. It's so real right now. It's just burning us, and it's shaking everybody, and we're confused, and we're in disbelief. Our friends, I was so glad when I got the text that they're going there tonight. And when I got there, the house was full of people that love him. And it was very good. It was a good upbeat atmosphere. Hugged him, squeezed him, hugged him and his wife separately. And it was so comforting. It was so comforting to have our friends there. I knew almost everybody in the room, his parents. He seemed normal. And he's truly one of the outwardly carefree people of our group. Oh, this is going to be so hard. I still honestly want them to be so wrong about everything. I don't want them to have to go through that. I don't want us to have to go through that. It's going to be so hard. So I just wanted to medicate myself by sharing this. And it's new ground for me. I know all of us are going to have to go through it. And it does relate back to us, doesn't it? When we go through this, it makes us look upon ourselves, on our lives, and really think of the important things. People tell you, think of the important things. You know, what would you do if you had that one chance in life? Because you really do. But we hear those cliches, and they're so overused. They're so overused that they mean nothing anymore. But it does mean something. It really, really does. And you need a damn scare, and you need the electroshock treatment of news like this to really take it to heart. I've got so many thoughts on this. I don't know if this is going to be the right place to share it. For now, I just sort of going to float around a while and hope that after his first treatment or a week of treatment, the news is going to get better for his sake, for his family's sake, and our sake, our friends. But one thing is sure, it just makes you realize that it isn't a free ride. There is something that's going down here that it's limited time, man. Limited time. Do it. Do it. Find what makes you happy. The people that make you happy. The important things. Because it is limited, man. Okay. So this is from the podcast, the comedy podcast, which I gave you a warning. It wasn't comedy today. Be well, everybody. And I hope you be well too, listening to this, you, the one person. Thanks for listening.